Hello, folks. This is my April Boom Challenge for day 15. And my God, it is a challenge. What with this bloody title thing. Oh, I'm not letting it beat me. I'm not letting it stop me put up booze. But my God, it is an absolute nightmare to try and title your booze at the moment. Well, for some people it is. Some people don't seem to be having a problem. But some people, namely Kate and I, are having huge problems. So that's one challenge, and I also have another challenge to perform now. My challenge, should I choose to accept it, is to transfer Smokey and Rio to travel carriers, pet carriers. You might be thinking, why the hell are you transferring your birds to pet carriers? And I will tell you the reason why. There's a couple of reasons, really. Kate and I are... What am I saying? Let me think of what I'm saying before I sort of say it. It's my birthday tomorrow, and... We were thinking about, you know, Kate said, where do you want to spend your birthday? Do you want to be at mine or do you want to be at yours? And then on the weekend, on Saturday, we're going up to my mum's because we are going out for a family meal in the evening and coming back on Sunday. And we've been wondering for a little while what it would be like to have all the birds sort of in one place. Just to see. Oh, you're right.
Sorry, Karen.
You forgot it was there then, didn't you?
Yeah. Bobby, you're right.
Is he all right? So we've been wondering for a while what it would be like to have all the birds together. And also the agency and my new landlords rang me today. And don't worry, it's nothing major. Well, it was kind of major. I'm not being thrown out, honest, yet. But they do want to do some work. There's a couple of doors that need sorting out, which I've been asking them about for ages. As I told you on a previous boo, the landlord wants to put a door through into the garage from the hall, and she wants to look at having a downstairs toilet, and then she's talking about the heating system and that she might want to put a combi boiler in. And I just thought, oh, really? So it looks like they want to turn my house into a building site while I'm still living in it. Which, all right, you know, you could argue, well, why don't you kick up a stink? And yeah, perhaps I should have done. But you come to the point, you just sort of think, oh, do you know what? I've had enough. I've just had enough of this. So Kate suddenly said, look, I've had a thought and you might hate it. She said, why don't you and the birds temporarily, while all this bloody work's going on, come and stay with me? She said, because it would mean that you wouldn't have you or the birds, in particularly Smokey, who's really sensitive, as you all know, and plucks his feathers, or Kate, the dog that is, in amongst a load of dust and a load of building tools and a load of God knows what. Bloody old boilers and radiators and, oh, heaven knows what else. She said, just come and stay with me for a bit. Let them bloody get on with it. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. I can move back in when it's all done and so on and so forth. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that. That sounds like a bloody good idea. And also it'll mean, especially for this weekend, that we can go away on Saturday night and we're not going to be thinking, oh God, I've left my birds for ages and then you'll have left your birds for ages. They'll all be together, so they'll only be left for just sort of a day and overnight. So it just makes things easier. So my task is to put Rio and Smokey into carriers. Where do I stand?
Smokey
first. Oh, yeah. Right. The stand when the taxi comes is just down here by the side of the...
Should I go and put it... Oh, no, I'll leave it there for a moment. Actually.
Yeah. I'm going to put my phone on the sofa.
So you're going to warn them about the table.
The table, yeah.
And the bird. And so, hello. Well, they know there's a bird, don't they? Yeah. Well, no, they don't, do they?
Yes, I did say there were birds, yeah. Oh, sorry, Smuggles. Oh, boy. I'm really not looking forward to this.
Hopefully, it'll go okay.
Once he's in, he'll be fine, so getting him in. Because, bless him, you know what he's like. He's not the most... Not always the most amiable of characters.
No, you're not. You smoke.
But... He's going to have to put up with it, right?
Oh, yes.
It's a decent carrier, so that's good. Right. Right, right, right. Probably looking at that thinking, oh, help. Smokey is out, so this may... Right, I'm going to warn you folks. This may sound awful. There might be a lot of... Rah, 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 rah. I won't be hurting him. It's just going to be all mouth. Because the freaking braids like to do that.
Create with their mouth.
Create with their mouth, yeah. I just hope he doesn't create with his mouth by sinking it into my finger.
I hope not. God.
Right, Smokey, we're going to do this as... Yeah, we're going to do this as gently as possible, as if it's an everyday occurrence, all right?
Do you want any hands? Anything I can do at all?
I don't know, really, is my answer to that.
All right, well, if you need anything.
If I need you, I will shout, hello, you. I can usually get him to step up onto me if I do it gently. And of course, this is going to be the day when he's not going to cooperate. Come on, you. Step up. Step up then. You. You know, don't you? You know, don't you? Come on then. Actually, Smuggles, yeah, do that because that makes it easier. That's it. Alright, I got you. Yeah, oh, you see him coming over. On my shoulder, do you? That's all right, then you can do whatever you want. Come on, then. Step up. That's it. Gotcha. There you go. Oh, I've got you. Hello. Hello. That sounded really mournful. Hello. Oh, God, hello.
Is he in?
No, not yet. He's on his shoulder. The moment. All right. Panic. I'm going to do this gently as we can. Don't go down my back, though. That's not a good idea. Oops. Get him on you. Oh. Flap it out, then. Flap it out. That's it. Flap it out. Can I have your other foot, please? Other one. All right, you're stuck now, isn't it? You sort of... Come on. I got you. Let go of your beaky. No, it's your feet. It's okay. It's all right, because I will get there in the end. I've just, with this bird, I've got to take it so slowly. If you stop panicking for a second, you'll realise that actually what I want you to do is quite simple.
Do you want to do?
Just halfway down my back. Oh. Oops-a-daisy. Sorry, I touched your tail there, didn't I?
Is there anything you want you to help or something?
I don't know, because I'm not to get to... Oops! I got you. All right. I know. Let go, sweetie. Let go. Hang on to my finger. Let go. I got you. Let go. Let go. Come here. All right, don't panic. Come here. You wound down. Let go. Let go of that. Come on, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. That's it. Just trust me. There you go. There you go. It's all right. I've got you.
Okay,
all right. Kate, go down, please. Kate.
You're all right. You in?
Yeah.
Well then. Is your finger all right?
Yes.
Oh, well done, Smokey.
Wasn't the worst bite I've ever had.
Well done,
Smokey. Sorry, Smokey.
That was the worst bit done, my dear.
Yes, it was actually.
Worst bit over with.
Me next. Me's not going to be quite so bad.
Do you hope?
Sorry, Smokers. Just more of a panic from doing anything else. It's just...
only 5 months he's over.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Come on, you. You. What am I going to do with you next? Hmm? Me. Who's the daughter? Where's Wee?
Very big crisis. Oh dear.
Where's she gone?
I don't know.
Really?
Oh, I think she's on a cage, I think. Yeah, she is.
This is going to be fun because now she knows where she's damn well going. Oh, shut up. She's on my hand. It's whether she'll let me... No, she won't. Got it.
Whee!
Come on. I know. What?
That was well done.
It's not hot, Ree. It's Ree. Ree. All right. In.
Ree. Well done. That was
more.
That was very well done. Bloody hell.
That's how to catch two parrots.
See, if that would have been me, it would have taken ages.
Oh, dear.
That was very well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's probably the hardest bit, actually.
Yeah,
done.
That is definitely the hardest bit, you're right. Definitely so.
See, now they're in, they're fine.
Hey?
Now they're in, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's getting them in, that's the problem, really.
Oh, that's what she's been breaking, that dear. God. Right.
Bring a couple of toys and...
I will.
Things.
Seems to like this. Sorry, Smoke. Smoke. Sorry, Ree. I know, Ree.
So we'll have an evening of doing bird stuff, because mine need cleaning. And everyone will be happy and well. And
sorry?
Everyone will be happy and well ensconced by the evening.
Yeah. I really don't think my birds need to be in the house where there's putting new bloody boilers and...
No.
Oh, God.
No. I mean, especially Smokey.
God.
You know.
Bloody hell. You sort of think... Tell you what, guys, I don't know what you heard, Kate, when I was saying all the food. I said, you could have said, well, why didn't you argue with them? But it gets to the point, you sort of think, oh, I've got the strength.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, and you've already said it's like you don't, you know, you can't relax.
No, at the end of the day, I suppose as well, it's their house.
Yeah.
And really, if they want to make improvements to it, then...
They can.
Because they're also saying about looking at the wiring and all.
Yeah, because if you remember, Sam's wiring got chewed by the dog, didn't it, Sam?
Yes.
So I think they might be looking at sorting some of that out.
It did. It was. So,
I mean, some of it's all right, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's safe. It's just I think it's probably.
It is safe. It is safe. It's fine. It just.
They're thinking of.
I think they just want to get it all checked. Them.
Yeah.
Bless her, my new landlord does sound like a bit of a, how can I say this nicely? she's fussy. She seems to want it all done now. And it's like, well, that's fine, but I'm still living here. So, I said to the people on the booth, and you said, look, just a little thought, you might hate it, but
yeah.
How about... Lee's making more of a fuss in the can than Smokey.
Yeah.
Smokey's moving around, but it's Lee that's unhappy.
Okay, great.
Well, actually, I'll take Canary's water dish out of his cage.
Yeah.
And I'll put it in this carrier bag.
All right.
Because it just hooks on. My friend is going to get knocked off and lost.
It might knock him out.
Might knock him out, yeah. It might.
No.
It's all right, Lee. And it's an interesting thing to be doing the day before my 40th, isn't it? Actually, in a way, it's quite exciting.
Oh.
It's like, whoa. It'll be quite nice to have all the birds together on my birthday.
Yeah.
Right.
It will.
I'll put a knot in this bag.
Three.
I know. Right. I'll stop this food now because otherwise it'll be too long. I might restart it when I get to Kate's of putting the birds in their cages. Okay, folks, sorry about that boo ending so abruptly. It was the taxi woman ringing to say she was about 15, 20 minutes away. So, just to fill you in on the rest of the evening's events, as you know, I got Smokey and Ree safely in their carriers, and myself, the dog, and Smokey walked ahead, and we actually reached, because the taxi woman saw me and she said, do you need any of that pudding in the car? I said, no, I said, I think I'm all right. So she said, oh, so it's just down to pick up your friend, in quotes, and the table and things, is it? And I said, yeah. So she did that, and I reached Kate a couple of minutes after she did.
Yeah.
Actually. Kate, as in the dog, did really well walking over. There was one point where there was an ambulance parked on the pavement, so she had to walk around that and did a really lovely off-curb obstacle. There was another point in the car park when there was a car and she stopped and walked around it. But she took her time. I think it's like she knew that I had Smokey in a carrier and she went really slowly. And she really took her time and really concentrated on what she was doing. So that was really good. So we arrived. And we now have 6 birds safely ensconced. Toys, food and water for everybody.
Except us.
Except us.
Yeah, that's a different story.
That's a different story. We've got a cup of tea.
Yeah, we have.
We haven't got any toys, though. Yeah. Yeah.
The less said about toys, the better.
Kate was highly honoured earlier on.
I was.
Yeah, tell them what happened.
Smokey sat on my shoulder for the first time ever.
He did.
And I was very, very, very honoured because he literally all cuddled up. And was very cute and didn't attack me or anything.
Nope.
And I was just like really happy because he's never done that before.
Nope. And he was on there for a good 15 minutes?
Yeah. He made tea with me.
He did.
So that Sam could have a drink.
Because, Kate, is there anything I can do? I said, tell you what you can do. She wants to make me a cup of tea. She said, oh, I can manage that. So, she said, oh, I want to cuddle with Smokies. And I said, tell you what. I said, well, first of all, I said, see if you'll come out and have tea. And you couldn't get him out quite. So I put my hand in the carrier and he was a bit panicked, but he came out.
Yeah.
And I put him on Kate's shoulder and he sat there while Kate made tea.
Yeah.
And then I got him on my arm and put him into his cage and he's wandering about, and Rio and the canary are upstairs, and I can hear Rio making little noises, and probably Cookie, Frankie, and Kendra. I wonder what the hell's going on.
Yeah, probably. Kendra's out at the moment. She's sat in her cage. Oh, kiss, yeah. You're going to give her one kiss, are you?
She's cage hopping between kiss. Frankie and her own. Again.
Say kiss.
That was Smokey. That what made that ee noise. Hello, Smokies. Hey, Kendra.
She's probably thinking, what? More birds?
Probably.
Really?
So there we are, folks.
Oh, careful. Don't fall.
Got a bit over enthusiastic there. So we bought over my little bird stand, which is in our bedroom. So in the morning, we're going to have Frankie on one and we're going to try and put Smokey on the other.
Yep.
That would be really cool.
It'd be lovely, actually.
Running
the chatting together.
Oh.
Like old times.
Yeah.
Okay, she's just having a fluff.
Flying around, yeah. Oh, Smokey's making little noises. He seems happy enough. He doesn't... Kiss. That was nice, Kendra. Kiss. He doesn't seem unduly fazed.
No.
I thought if anybody would have been, it would have been him. But I suppose he's with us.
Yeah.
And also, he knows a few of the other birds as well. So, you know, he knows Frankie, he knows Kendra.
Oh dear.
You all right?
I don't understand it. What's he doing?
I think he's playing with it. I think he might be playing with a toy.
Okay, a toy.
I think. I mean, those travel cages aren't ideal, but it'll have to do for as a temporary measure until we can sort something else out, maybe.
Yeah, it's room more than anything.
Yeah, it is room, yeah. It is. So anyway, folks, I will leave it there, and I will attempt to upload this boo. And if I don't speak to you all before now, I will speak to you all on my birthday.